Hello, though. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Yeah,
Yeah,
we're
we're
so
so
happy.
thankful. Yeah.
We're happy that we can do this today.
Me too. I'm so glad. It's gonna be a good Monday, starting it off right for me.
Yeah, we hope now it's getting better, maybe because our Monday it's 6:30 in the evening.
Oh yeah, you're so much later than us. I forget. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had a really wild Monday.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So our work right now is so stressful.
Oh
We
no.
don't know why, but that's life.
Oh.
So we have to pay our bills. So that's
Yeah.
yeah. But so
I hear
yeah, we was looking forward for something good because Nicole, welcome to God's Gun Country. Welcome
that.
to Germany.
Thank you. I know it's so cool. My husband has actually played, he's a musician too, and he's played over there a lot. Like, I've never gotten to go to Germany, but he's spent like a lot of time there, and Oh, okay,
he
cool.
loves it. He loves Germany. He's like dying to take me, so I hope I get to come play some shows there soon.
Yeah,
Yeah, so
we hope too. So we checked out your music, Nicole, and what it's so
can I say,
beautiful.
Christine? It's our vibe. Is it our
It's
vibe? Yeah.
absolutely, it's our vibe.
Oh,
It's
thank you.
sometimes you listen to music and sometimes you feel music.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, thank you. That means so much to me, really, really. That's my goal is for people to feel it, 'cause I feel it. I mean, I still cry when I listen to certain songs, you know? So that means a lot.
That sounds great.
Yeah,
Perfect. Yeah.
so we have some questions, Nicole,
Yeah.
so about your music, your career, and all this stuff. And we have also at the end, so a little quick game. I
Fun.
say it like this, so we call. So I have my own category. It's Nikki's Quickies, and we put it in so that we have something
Love it.
special
I love
for
it.
Instagram or something. So the first question we have, Nicole, is how did you growing up in Wyoming shape your sound and storytelling as a country artist?
Yeah. Well, I grew up actually in Montana, and Montana,
Montana.
yeah, Montana, That's
but okay,
because
Wyoming
that's the
and
title
Montana
of your EP.
yes, and yeah, I mean, growing up in a place like that, it's just you're inspired by everything. I mean, I grew up in the mountains, and so it's beautiful. So not only are you inspired by nature, but you're also inspired by like the kind of rough terrain and the rough lifestyle, because up there, you know, we get like really long winters with a lot of snow. And so you kind of get to see firsthand like the dark seasons and then the light seasons, you know. And just like life, it was very, very metaphoric to life growing up there. Just seeing like, you know, months of no sunshine and then being able to have the sunshine. It was like the same thing, the highs and the lows of life. But I'm such a storyteller naturally. I think with my music, I've always just wanted to relate to people and tell stories with my music. I think we can all relate on so many levels. Even with you being in Germany and me growing up in Montana, like we probably have so many things that we relate on, with how we look at life and the things we go through. But I've always just wanted to be somebody as a musician that relates to people and like lets them know that they're not alone and that we all can relate and we all have things that we agree on. And so for my music, that was heavily inspired by how I grew up in Montana. Obviously, my whole project is about that. Just kind of introducing people to like me as a kid in Montana in the mountains, you know, enjoying God's country, being outside, outdoors, and enjoying life that way. It was such a inspiring way to grow up. So, So is it Whitefish where you grow up?
yeah, Whitefish, yeah.
Okay, I was there. I drove there. So I was many times in Wyoming and Montana for my vacations because I love Yellowstone and the Glacier National Park and all these stuff. And I
Yeah.
was yes, and Whitefish. So I drove this main street
Yeah.
with all these buildings left and on the right side. And I told my hubby, so look.
How beautiful are these apartments over there? So they have a special style. So they are a little dark. So like mountains, I think. So that everything you put in, so it's nature. You live in the nature, and you put all your lifestyle and all the houses so in the same style. So that's what I like.
It like reflects each other, yeah, like
Yeah.
like each other. But that's so cool you've grown up there. That was my main street growing up, you know, after school
And
I
there
would
was the Starbucks on the right side. So,
it was not a Starbucks when I was there. When I was
yeah.
there was nothing. We only had a Dairy Queen and a McDonald's. And there was one like local coffee shop called Coffee Traders, which I don't know if you went, but
Yeah.
when I was there, you know, I've been gone now for like 10 years. But when I was there was nothing. We had to drive like 30 minutes to get to any kind of big store like Costco or Walmart or whatever. But yeah, I think it's so funny. It's changed so much since Yellowstone, the TV show. It's
Yeah.
kind of discovered. Yeah, exactly.
I checked the prices of the buildings. So
Yeah.
it's so expensive right
I
now,
know.
but so it's so beautiful over there. So I really, really love that. But
I want to
poo.
live there again, but I like right now, there's no way that I could afford to live there now.
Yeah.
It's
Absolutely.
crazy
Yeah. So,
expensive.
yeah, that's, I think it's about Yellowstone. So it's the same when you visit Yellowstone. I was there, I think it was 10 or 15 years ago, my first time over there. And you paid $100 for a hotel in West Yellowstone. And now you pay for the cheapest one, $500 each
Oh,
night.
wow.
So for a motel, not a Hyatt or something. So just for a little ugly
Isn't
apartment. Yeah. So that's so
that crazy?
crazy.
You
Yeah.
know, the same thing happened in Nashville because there's a TV show called Nashville and it's all about Nashville. And when that came out, all of a sudden everyone was moving to Nashville. And
Oh,
I feel
yeah.
like
Oh,
it was the
wow.
same thing. It's like people just want to go where obviously both places are really great. So I get it. I understand, but at the same time, I'm
Yeah.
sad because I want to live back up there.
So, Chrissy, it's up to you. Next question. You have one?
Next. Yeah, so when did you move to Nashville?
So I moved, gosh, it's been a long time, about 12 years ago now.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So my story's kind of weird, but basically, I graduated high school. I did online homeschooling. And
Okay.
then I decided I was already doing music, like playing shows. And so I decided I wanted to move to go to school in South Carolina. So, like across the country from where I was. I don't know. I just picked it. And it was fine. I went for 1 year. And then I was like, I don't think I want to go to college. Instead, I just want to go ahead and start playing music and writing music and trying to do that for a living. And so I ended up moving across the country again to Los Angeles, which is
Oh,
wild.
wow, what a
And
ride.
yeah, it was wild. And we drove, me and my
Yeah.
college best friend, we drove across the country together and we drove back to Los Angeles. And I moved in. I actually had family out there, so I moved in with family
Okay,
and like my
perfect.
cousins and, you know, grandparents and everyone was there. So after I got there, it wasn't very long, maybe 3 months later, I actually signed a record deal. I was only 18, almost 19 at the time, and I got offered a deal in the Christian music world. And I didn't necessarily want to do Christian music, but when you're 18 and someone's like, "We want to sign you," you're like, "Okay." So I did. And it was great. It was a great experience, but it really just solidified to me that I wanted to do country music. So actually, about 2 weeks into my first tour on that label, I met a guy at a festival that I was playing, and he lived in Nashville. And I was like, not really interested in him, to be honest, at first. But he was really persistent. And we ended up talking that night in the hotel lobby for like 3 hours. And he asked for my phone number in front of all my friends, my whole band. And so I had no choice. I had to give it to him. And we started talking. And eventually, I made the decision to move to Nashville.
and start doing country music out here. And about 6 months after I moved, we got engaged, and then 6 months later, we got married.
Wow.
Oh,
Whoa. That's a cute story.
So you can blame him for like the actual move.
Yeah.
You know, my
But
grandma actually.
do you believe in something like destiny?
Definitely.
So
Absolutely.
like yeah, so like the butterfly effect, you know, like when
Absolutely.
this thing didn't happen
Is,
and
yeah.
this so and now you're
Yeah.
Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And
but you have to.
honestly, my grandma lived in Nashville for like 30 years. And
Okay.
so when I moved to Nashville, I actually moved in with her. And
Ah, okay,
it
cool.
was really cool because we had never really gotten to know each other like
Yes.
that well. And so I got to know her really, really well. And then she ended up getting cancer. And it was really such a God thing because we got to know each other so well. And she ended up passing away about 3 years after I moved. So
Yeah.
it was so cool that I got to spend that much time with her and really
Yeah.
like be here. And she became a really important person in my life. And
Yeah.
so not only for him, but for her, like there was just so many things pointing me here, you know?
Yeah,
But
I
yeah,
feel that
destiny.
so much. I feel that so
Yeah,
much.
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a
Yeah.
story. Oh my gosh. He loves it.
But
Yeah.
I think it's
Perfect.
but sometimes I think it's a little more easier when you already know someone somewhere.
For sure.
I had the same situation with one of my best friends. She was living in Amsterdam, and I was in Amsterdam a lot of times, and start my business a little bit there, and it's so much easier, and you're more confident if you know someone
Yeah,
over there.
definitely. I would have done it, but I would have been so scared to do it
Yeah,
without
yeah.
knowing someone.
But you already did so many crazy things moving from here to here, so you have to be very brave, actually.
Yeah, my parents, they are both entrepreneurs and they both
Yeah.
own their own businesses, and they really instilled in me and my brother and sister to just be brave and independent and chase your dreams. And I honestly wouldn't be doing music if it wasn't for how supportive they've been
Yeah.
in my life and just telling me that it's possible. And like
Yeah.
the people that win are the ones that don't give up. Right? You just got to keep going, keep going, keep going. And so I wouldn't be here without that for sure. I think the bravery comes from them,
Yeah.
honestly.
But do you ever were on a point in your career when you said, I just want to give up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, many times trust me, we have probably a bi-monthly breakdown where
I feel that. I feel
I
that. I had my business for 20 years, and I
Wow.
just gave up 1 month ago to work for a big hotel company here
Wow.
because I think it's I don't know where to go. Sometimes you just have to go or to take the road.
Yeah.
But I feel that. Yeah, you have so many.
I do think, you know, like change, I think people are really scared of change, but I think sometimes in change we find a new dream and we find a new way, you know.
Absolutely, yeah.
For me, like I can relate on some levels because I was just only a songwriter for the last 7, 8 years here in Nashville and really just writing for other artists. I've got about 65 to 70 cuts with other artists that of songs that I've written. And I kind of gave up the artist dream for a little bit because it was scary and hard. And then probably 3 years ago, I was really just praying a lot, like for it to become clear if it was what I was supposed to do. And it was one of those things where the doors just kind of started opening without me having to try. And as a songwriter, I had always kind of felt like the doors, they were there, but it wasn't where I wanted it to be. Like I wasn't getting these like A-list cuts, you know, like I didn't have a radio single. I've had like decent, you know, success streaming. Like I have a lot of streams, probably like 50 million streams or something. But, you know, as a songwriter, the money's not in the streams, it's in the radio still. So I was kind of banging my head against a wall, like, why isn't this working? Why isn't this happening more, you know? And then when the artist stuff started happening, it was like all these doors started opening, and I realized maybe my dream was going to look different. Maybe I was supposed to do the artist thing. And since I've been doing this, I've like, it's almost like I've found my joy again. Like, I've found the thing that I love. I think I was really scared for a while to do it. And so now that I've like taken the leap and we're doing it, it's like all of a sudden I have this like breath of fresh air and I'm becoming who I was supposed to be this whole time. But I do think timing is everything, you know?
Absolutely. I believed in
Absolutely.
this.
Yeah. And you only have this only one life.
Yes.
So that's why we start the podcast. So we both can't sing. So, but we have a passion. We love country music and we love the artists and all the stories behind. We love all your storytelling songs. And
Yeah.
so stories like yours, that's why we love this business. So that's why we start these podcasts. And that's also our dream. So connect with you guys and to share your stories with other people. So with the especially with the German community, because it's bigger and bigger, bigger right now here in Germany. And that's why we start that, because we want to make it more popular. So
Love
yeah,
it.
live your dream. So when, so, and doesn't
I'm
matter what, it
thankful.
doesn't matter what happens, enjoy every second of that.
I'm
So
thankful that you're doing this because this is so cool. Like we're
yeah.
talking
Yeah,
and we're
you're sitting in Nashville. We're sitting here in North
talking
Germany, so we can
about
connect with each
and
other.
now
So
we're friends. And like now
yeah.
you guys will get to see like
By
the
the
alt
way.
music, and I'll get to talk to you guys and let you in and see your journey because I'm sure your podcast is just going to explode and be huge in
Yeah.
the
So, Christy, next question. What do you think?
Yeah, it's your turn, Nikki.
My turn. Oh my God, I don't have one. So sometimes we have all these, so we have a few questions over here, but sometimes everything works in the
And I'm like,
conversation, and that's what we like more. So
yeah, and I'm like always like, yeah, it's from a personal perspective. I ask the question, and Nikki is, yeah, she's
I'm
doing all the,
prepared, yeah.
yeah, she's prepared, and
I
I'm
love
always like, yeah, let's talk a few minutes, and then the question
it.
come to my mind. So yeah.
Yeah, so we like the spontaneous stuff because that's it feels a bit more comfortable for you and for us.
And it's
So,
more
but
personal. It's more, it's,
yeah.
we're not, I wouldn't say,
Yeah.
we don't, actually, we don't want to talk with the people with the regular questions like, what's your favorite meal? That's your album. We do it also, but actually, we want to make it more personal.
I
Yeah.
love
So we
it.
want to make the mix so that you can Yeah.
present your music and then we can
Love
show
it.
your personality. So, because that's why I found all the time new artists, because on TikTok or Instagram, when I see something special, so then these people catch me. So it can be the music or it can be something crazy you was talking. So I saw your Instagram video when you was walking in the mountains. So, and that's what I love because I have this passion too with this travel thing and the music. So these both together is my special one. So
Oh, I love it. I'm actually back in I'm going back to play shows in Montana in July. So I'm really excited. I have probably I think 4 or 5 shows in
okay,
up
cool.
back in the mountains in
Yeah,
July.
there is one big event at Big Sky in summer, I think. So
Under
I
the Big Sky. Yeah, I'll be there
yeah.
that weekend. Yeah, it's awesome. That's all. You should put that on your list too, because that's beautiful to go
Yeah, so I saw it online and
to.
yeah, so the
It's
location
I
is
think
really nice, yeah.
it's Zach Top and Chris Stapleton headlining this year, so it'll be like a really great
Yeah,
lineup.
there's also one there was Riley Green, so I'm a Riley
You
fan
love
just
the
a bit. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
he's
So we
amazing.
but we saw Zach Top this year. He was in Germany at the C2C Festival.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
we love Zach Top,
Yeah.
really. He's
Yeah.
live. Bam.
He's amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a good dude and he's fun. He likes to two-step and we've been in Nashville two-step together a couple times.
Yeah, crazy. He's
My
funny.
dog is right. My dog is right here wanting to say hi.
Oh, hello. I
Hello
got a dog too.
from Germany.
Hey. What's his or her name?
His name is McGee. McGee.
Oh, Mickey, it's so
Yeah.
cute.
What kind of dog is it, Nicole?
He's a Boston Terrier.
Oh,
Okay.
okay. I have a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. Do you know Spaniel? Do
Oh,
you know
yes, I
this?
love those. I actually almost got one of those.
Really?
Yes, and then we found him, and I fell in love. He was only like 6 weeks old when we got him, and he's actually
Oh, baby.
in a town like an hour away. This family accidentally, like, their dog got pregnant and they weren't expecting it, and so they were kind of just trying to find good homes, and we were like, we'll take him. And I'm so glad he's like my son, honestly.
Yeah.
I love
It's
him
the
so
same with my dog. He's like my baby. And
much.
he sometimes dogs are like babies. He's like a
Oh, he is
baby
literally my
baby.
baby. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, pets are always babies, so yeah.
I wanted a smaller dog. That's why I was looking at the King Charles, because they fit in the car or the van or the bus. Like, if
Absolutely,
I'm
yes.
on the road, it's easy. I
Yes.
can throw them in with my guitar and we can just
That's
go.
true. That's
Good
true, yeah.
choice. Yeah.
Maybe that will be the next dog. I recommend them.
Oh, yes. Honestly, love those dogs. I think they're so cute. They're
Yeah,
so
absolutely. Yeah.
cute.
So, Nikki, your next question.
Ah, yeah, I try. I try. What are you most excited about in the next few years? So, when you're looking
My
forward.
goodness. Well, this year is going to be a really big year. We've got two more projects coming out. So we had the first EP drop April 23rd, it came out, or 24th, I guess. And that was huge for me, my debut country EP. So I've had singles up until this point, but that was like the first project. And then we've got another project coming out the end of July. And I'm really excited about this one. It is very summery and fun and more upbeat and kind of spicy because it's a little bit more of my story. So my dad is a Canadian cowboy, like that was his family. And my mom is actually Puerto Rican. So we've got like these two very different worlds that have come together. And so this next EP is kind of embracing more of that like spicy, fun side of my mom's side of the family. And it's got some really fun songs. I'm also doing two duets on it. I'm doing a duet with Roman Alexander and then one with Carson Beyer. So you guys will love those. They're going to be so good. And then in October, I'm putting out my third project. And that EP is going to be very much more, a little bit more in depth and vulnerable. It's going to have some of like the things that I've walked through in my life, as far as like my lows go. And so I'm really excited about that. I feel like I'm kind of trying to just let people know who I am. So I started out with my hometown and how I grew up. And then the next EP, it's more of like that fun side of me, my mom's crazy, spicy Latina side. And then my third EP is like, hey, this is like some things that I've been through as a person, some struggles, and not just lows, highs too, but I really want that EP to be something that people listen to and they're like, okay, yeah, I understand, like this girl's more than just, dirt roads and fishing, hiking. She's like got some depth. So that's kind of my goal with that.
Wow.
So this year is a really big year, and then the focus for this year is obviously putting out music, and we are touring, but like not as much as hopefully next year. Next year, I really just want to play as many shows as I can. That's my goal. So it's gonna be
Well, interesting. Absolutely. So we're looking
good.
forward to it. So this mix is, yeah, so that's what music makes.
It's
So
like life is, I think. You have these
yeah.
different shades of life,
Yes.
and sometimes you just have to throw it out and talk about it, or write about it, or sing about it to let it go, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And I think
Absolutely.
it's fun to, do a little bit of everything. I gotta have like the songs that make you wanna go dance, and then the songs that make you wanna cry, and the songs that make you wanna, cuddle on the couch. You gotta have all of them.
Yeah, so this mix is always the perfect match at the end. Yeah, crazy.
That
Thank
sounds
you.
beautiful. Actually.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Chrissy, is there something what you want to know about Nicole? That's so crazy, Nicole, because I'm Nicole. My real name is Nicole. But nobody says this to me, because since I'm a little kid, everybody says Nikki. And only my dad, when he was angry, he said Nicole, and then said, "Oh my gosh, what did I wrong? What happened?" And now when someone is calling me Nicole, I don't listen. That's so crazy. And when someone says Nikki, I said, I turn around all the time. So,
That's not me.
People call me Coley. Coley.
Coley, that's
Coley.
sweet. The nickname,
Yeah.
yeah, that's sweet. Yeah.
I don't know why Nikki never was the nickname for me. My family calls me Coley. My nieces call me Aunt Coley, and then I have one niece that calls me Wo-Wo. She calls me
Do
Wo-Wo.
you know why?
Well, she couldn't say the C sound, like the K sound. And
Yeah.
so we were like, well, maybe we try like Woley instead of Coley. And then she couldn't say the LY, so she just started calling me Wo-Wo.
Oh, this is so sweet.
Yeah, and I love it. I told her, I said, you can't ever let her not call me Wo-Wo, because now that's my nickname. Like,
Our kids
it.
are so cute, yeah.
I love that. No, I have a question. What inspires you most with your music? The sad stories or the happy stories? Or what do you prefer to write about?
Gosh, that's a hard question. I think I'm naturally a pretty deep thinker, and so I tend to want to write the sad songs because I think exploring those feelings comes a little bit more naturally to me. I don't know. I think everybody relates to sadness and pain, and as much as I hate to say that, it's true. Like, we go through life and everyone knows what grief is, and everyone knows what, a breakup is, and everybody knows what, losing a friend is like. So I think like I said earlier, one of the most important things to me is to relate to other people. And I think we were created to be relational beings. I think we need each other.
Yeah,
And so,
absolutely. Yeah.
so with music, I think it's so special that I can write about my experience and you can feel it on the same deep level that I feel it, because we both understand those emotions and
Yes.
that connects us. So I think naturally I tend to want to write those songs, but I love it when I get a good, fun summer, happy song too. I don't just want to be sad. I want to be joyful and bring that. I think naturally I'm a pretty positive person through it all, and so I do still want to like portray that with my music. I want people to listen and feel the joy and feel the peace and kind of get both worlds. I always say my job as an artist is to be able to sit with you in your worst moments and in your best moments.
Oh, I get
And
goosebumps. It's so
yeah,
beautiful.
absolutely, yeah. If I
But
could do both, then I think that I've done my job and used my gift well.
I think
We
now,
agree, yeah.
I think now I'm a high sensitive person, I have to say. And I think today, or the best thing about music is that you've let feel people something, because they push it away and don't want to think about it, and they don't want to talk about it. And sometimes, they just sit in their cars, listen to a song, and start to cry because they feel the song so much. And I think that's the most beautiful thing about music. And I think when someone tells you, Nicole, I cried. I let it go. I cried it. I felt your song so much. I think that's the biggest compliment for an artist.
Oh, it's huge. I actually got a text like that a couple nights ago. And it was my song Somewhere West on my EP. It's the second to last track. And she said, "I just want you to know, I was driving home and I put that song on and I started to cry because I thought about leaving my town that I grew up in, how like I miss it, you know, every day." And it just meant so much to me because every time I listen to that song, I get emotional because it puts me right back in that place that I was when I felt those things for the first time, you know? And so I agree with you. It's the biggest compliment if someone tells me that, you know, I don't want to make you cry, but if you cry listening to my music, it means a lot because it means that I was.
We cry a lot at concerts because our story is wild. We have Nikki and I, we know each other for almost our whole lives, for over 20 years right now. We've been through so many things. Her parents passed away, my dad passed away, my grandmother, and everything at the same time. And if you listen to you're in concerts and someone sing a song and you have these memories of this person you love. Yes, we cried so many times at concerts,
Yeah, so it's
but
a compliment. It's a compliment,
it's a compliment.
because
Maybe.
it's for us, it's therapy. So
Absolutely.
we, when someone says country music or music is my therapy, so that's the
That's
truth.
us.
So because we're crying, because we are sad, but also happy at the time, because we're thinking back and we're looking back to the good times we had with our parents, all this stuff. And yeah, so it's not a bad thing. When fans are crying, Nicole, everything is good when they're crying. So then you did a great job. So
That. Well, you know, like I wrote my first song to process my emotions because, like you're saying, it was my therapy. It was the only way that I knew how to get that stuff out. And so that's cool what you said, Chrissy, is I think if people are able to feel because of my music, that's amazing. That's incredible. And I feel honored to have that ability and that gift to be able to help people
That's
feel
it's a
that.
gift. That's it's yeah. I almost start
That's good.
crying.
No, don't do that, Chrissy. No, please stop.
No, not again. I'm sorry.
What a Monday. What a Monday. Oh my God. Yeah, so Nicole, a last thing. So these favorite questions, so I have some questions, these shortcuts. So then we want to say thank you for your time. So it's I think it's 30 minutes right now. So this category is called What's Your Favorite?
Okay,
Okay.
I'm
So what's your
ready.
favorite thing about Wyoming or Montana?
Definitely the mountains and the fly fishing. I love fly fishing.
Food. What's your favorite food?
Oh, that's so hard. Probably Mexican food.
I love it too. I love it too. I love tacos and fajitas. Oh my gosh.
On Thursday, I'm going to a restaurant that will be open, and I have to do some media stuff there, and then it's a Mexican restaurant.
Yes,
Oh,
Mexican always the best. Favorite
yeah.
drink?
Alcoholic or just in general?
Oh, it's on you.
I think my favorite drink that I need to survive is coffee.
Yeah. So your favorite.
I also really love margaritas and anything with tequila in it is my favorite.
Oh. So I put my meat when I make fajitas. We put it into tequila when we mix everything together. So yeah. So
I
I don't drink, but tequila in my fajitas, that's a must have.
that. That sounds awesome. I might have to try
So your favorite football team?
that. Ooh. Football, soccer, or football,
American
American soccer?
football.
American football.
Okay, probably the Green Bay Packers in Wisconsin,
Packers.
which I know is weird, but Montana didn't have a football team, and that was just always my team. We had family friends that loved them, so I grew up loving them. So, Green Bay.
Baseball team.
The Chicago Cubs. I am a diehard Cubs fan. I watch it. When I have a date night at home, we watch a Cubs game on TV. That's like our date night. We make hot dogs and we watch baseball. I love baseball.
So I played softball for 10 years.
Okay, so
Yeah,
I
so.
played softball for not that long, but like 3 or 4 years when I was younger.
Which positions?
I was shortstop and second. Those were my two
Okay, well,
positions.
second too, pitcher and second.
We were Nikki and Nicole,
Yes,
second
yeah.
base.
So, what's your favorite country artist?
Oh my gosh, that's so hard. I've always been a really big Miranda Lambert fan. I think great. I love the way she writes. But I am a huge Chris Stapleton fan too. I think he is just such a genius when it comes to writing relatable music that people just feel. Honestly, that's a trick question because I have like 20 answers to that.
So, your favorite movie?
Ooh, my favorite movie. I love The Holiday, the movie The Holiday. That's a
Yeah.
great movie. I also love, let's see. I'm kind of a sucker for a romance, so I love The Notebook, The Holiday, like anything that's gonna make me cry.
The Notebook. So the first time I watched The Notebook, I think I was crying 5 hours in a row when the movie ends. So not when I was watching this, I was a bit sad and I had tears in my eyes, but the movie was over and then everything came out because of the story of
It
this
hit you.
couple. Oh my gosh, I couldn't stop. And it starts again and again. So this is the saddest movie I've ever seen,
So
but
sad.
also one of the best ones
I
for
agree. It's like
romance.
music. It's like music. It made me feel.
Yeah. Crazy. So your favorite TV show?
Ooh, that's a good one. I love TV. I watch a lot of series. It's like my way to decompress. So let me think. My favorite TV show. That's really good. That's hard. I loved Downton Abbey when it came out. I watched all of that. In the beginning, it was better than the end. That was a long time ago. I love crime shows. I love like, okay, so my dog, his name's McGee, and he's actually named after a character in NCIS, which is like a crime show, which is such a nerdy thing to admit, but we named him after a character in that show. I love, there's a show called Longmire, and it's a Western show. If you haven't watched it, you should. It's so good. It's about a sheriff out in Wyoming, and it's such a good show. Yeah, I honestly love TV, so I could keep going, but I'm gonna stop.
So, and the last one, what's your favorite person in the world?
Oh, that's so hard.
I'm sorry.
I would have to say my husband. He's my favorite person for sure. He's the best. He's so supportive. And something that I haven't said about him actually is that he's producing all my music coming out now. So he's getting to record it and be in the studio with me through this whole process. But he's so constant and consistent, and he believes in me. And after him, definitely my mom and my dad and my family. They mean the whole entire world to me too. That's a trick question. And if any of them listen to me, I'm gonna be like,
So we
I
don't tell them.
No, so we don't get together in trouble. So, yeah,
Oh.
thank you, Nicole. Thank you so
Thank
much.
you
So,
so
thank
much for
you
your time.
for
We
your
enjoyed it
time.
so much. You made
Yeah,
our
and you.
Monday.
You're
You've
awesome.
been
Thank you
so
for having me.
open. So, we really appreciate that. So,
Oh,
yeah.
thank you for having me, and thank you for taking the time to talk to me. I mean, I'm excited, and hopefully I'll be over there soon, and we can, or you're gonna be here, and we can
Yeah.
see each other in person, and
Yeah, that would
have
be
a
great.
coffee in person.
Yes. Yeah, that sounds good. We have a coffee in Nashville together.
That sounds perfect. I can't wait.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Woo! You're awesome.
Thank
Thank
you
you.
so much. Enjoy your day. It looks
Can't wait to see
sunny.
you. Thank you. And I hope
And
I hope your week is less stressful. I will be hoping that
Oh,
you
after
send.
Mondays, everything is going easy
Yeah.
for now.
You
So
made our
we
Monday today,
yeah,
so.
we're counting the days. It's only 3.5 weeks from here that we go in,
I
that we
know,
jump
it's
into the
so
plane and come over the
soon.
big sea. So
Well,
yeah, we're looking.
I'm gonna go to the UK for the first time in August to play shows.
Ah,
Be over there
okay.
playing shows
Yeah, so
in London area.
in London.
London area, yeah.
Okay,
I'll
so
be.
then we have to check it out. So it's easy. It's just 1 hour flight from Germany to
I was
London.
gonna say, if you feel like coming,
Yeah.
you can
Yeah.
go. I've got two so far, but I think we're trying to book at least two more. So I'll
Yeah,
be there.
so country is it's amazing. In the UK, Nicole, it's wild. Really,
Yes.
really.
Yeah.
So
No,
it's
I've
so
heard.
big. It's so big in the UK,
It's
really.
crazy.
So I have a bunch of friends that have played a ton in Europe and especially the UK, and they
Yeah.
said that it's like my friend Alyssa Flaherty, she's one of my best friends, and if you don't know her music, you would love it. She's fantastic. But she went over to Europe and played last year, and she played all the same places I'm going to be playing. And then she came back this year, and everybody that was there knew every single word to every song. And she
Wow.
said, it was
Okay.
amazing. The whole place was singing with me. And I was like, that's what I want to do. I'm going to go do
Yeah,
that.
you have to. So the community is really, really great in the UK, and they when some people announce also young and new artists, so they sell out the shows in minutes. So Tucker Wetmore was there last week, and he
Wow.
started with one show and the second show, and he added a third show, and at the end he was playing a whole week in London. So
That's
that
amazing. That's
was
crazy.
absolutely,
Yeah.
and every show was sold out. It was a sold out tour in the UK for Tucker
Crazy.
Wetmore. So that's amazing. Yeah. So
He's so good. He's very good. He's a very good artist.
yeah, it was fun. So we had a good time. He was in Hamburg at his show. So we had a good time.
Well,
Nicole,
thank you
thank you.
again, and I will see you soon. Bye.
Yeah, see you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.